This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Oh, I get it. I get it now.
Can you
imagine being at a wedding, the beautiful ceremony that happens? You know, two people who are madly in love with one another, or it's a business arrangement, and they decide
a prearranged
In front of all of their friends and family. They're doing their vows, and then you hear that in the background.
I love it.
You hear this. Ah, ruining the moment. These kids just ruining everything. I've been to a couple of weddings lately, Amy, and I have one in July. That's a real sidebar here, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on a second. I am sick and tired of my stupid friends getting married during holiday weekends. Who do you think you are?
Don't tell me it's 4th of July weekend.
It is 4th of July weekend.
Are you serious?
And it is the second friend in this same group who's gotten married on a 4th of July weekend. Who do you think you are that you can tell everybody, this is how you're going to spend your holiday weekend at my wedding?
Is this person's second or third marriage?
No, it's the first marriage for this person, second engagement. So this one's going to go through.
Oh, this is another one that asked. Oh, wait, are you officiating?
No, I'm not officiating.
But you were asked.
Not for this one.
This was just another random one that didn't go through?
I've had multiple friends. I've had multiple friends whose engagements didn't work out. Come on.
Were they like made in a drunken stupor?
No. But I think the drunken stupors was what ended the first one. So, but listen, that's not the point. The point is, first, whoever you think, New Year's Eve or 4th of July weekend, who do you think you are? Why? What makes you think?
It just depends.
No, it doesn't depend.
It depends on how fun you are, because I will say, I have gone, okay, first of all, I think New Year's Eve is the worst holiday of all the holidays. I think it's depressing, and I think it's overblown. I also had a friend who got married, and it was like the most fun wedding reception I have ever been to in my life. Like, I still talk about it. If that had been like a New Year's Eve wedding, I think sometimes a New Year's Eve wedding is the best.
It's a real crapshoot. And I will tell you this, the last wedding I went to, which I was positive before I went in was going to be a fun wedding because I knew the people who were going to be there. I'm like, this is going to be a fun crowd. And it was boring.
Yeah.
Well, it was so boring.
The 4th of July is a good holiday. You don't want to waste it at a wedding.
Exactly.
New Year's Eve is stupid.
How self-centered do you have to be to assume that everybody in your world wants to spend their holiday weekend at your wedding? And for those of us who are good friends of the person, now we have to be there.
Yeah.
I have to go to this wedding because this is a close friend. But the audacity.
So which one is more selfish to you? The 4th of July wedding or the destination wedding, where you have to spend your stupid vacation at their stupid wedding to a destination you don't even want to go to?
What about a destination holiday wedding?
Oh, my gosh.
That's a friendship over.
Yeah.
I I think it's the destination
wedding. I don't want to go to Cancun. I have no use for Cancun. I don't want to spend a whole week and thousands of dollars to go to Cancun for some doofus's wedding.
Here's what I do. Here's what I do. I say, I will tell you, when you have a reception, a separate reception on the mainland, then we will be there. At any rate, we were talking about children at weddings.
So
the last couple of weddings that I have gone to and the one coming up are no kid weddings. And personally, because I have no children, I am all for it. I'm all for the wedding. Let the adults have fun. Not have to worry about kids being there. Like, oh, we got to take the kid home now. You know, they get in the way.
If you trip on the kids. And I'm the opposite. I have no kids, but I am pro kids at weddings. I think weddings are about family. They are about your close friends. If you have friends, family members with kids, those kids should be able to come. Unless here's where I think someone would know not to bring their kids. Let's say you have five kids and the people getting married don't know your kids. They just know you, but they don't know your kids that well. Don't bring the kids to the wedding because that's insane. No one.
What about the rest of us who don't know these kids?
That doesn't matter. It's all about the bride and groom.
No.
No, kids at weddings, again, are the absolute best. They are the most fun on the dance floor.
No, they are not the absolute best.
They are the best. They have fun on the dance floor. If there's a live band, little kids will just run in circles.
Kids can have fun playing with a cardboard box. That doesn't mean I want them at the wedding.
Whenever a couple has no kids at their wedding, I know that deep down that couple's insufferable.
No, that couple is fun, and they like to have fun. That's what that means.
I'm related to some people who had no kids' weddings, and I'll tell you what, insufferable.
Maybe it's just the people you know. Maybe you just know some insufferable people.
But I do think, how am I trying to phrase this? Basically, any couple, you can be an insufferable person and still have kids at weddings, but any couple that doesn't have kids at weddings is automatically insufferable.
That's a stupid thing to say. That's very, very stupid. Here's what I will tell you about.
I mean, you're pretty much insufferable too.
No, I'm a lot of fun.
Not true.
Yeah, I am fun. I just don't bring you out when I am. The thing about being fun
is
you're not invited. You're not invited.
As if I'm Amy, stay in that room.
Yeah, you're not invited. The thing about kids is that, and especially at a wedding, because the parents bring all their little children and they are thinking, this is sort of a respite for me too. I want to have a little bit of fun. So they're not going to keep a close eye on the children. So the kids are going to run around.
You're totally
they're going to
misunderstanding
climb under the tables.
How this works.
They're going to walk in between you. You know, you're trying to stand at the bar and get yourself a beverage, and they're going to run by, and then you'll trip on one of them or you'll step on one of them. Then they'll start to cry, and then everybody gets upset.
These aren't
at you.
Rando kids, though. If you are a couple and you want to have a night out without your kids, you don't bring your kids to the wedding. You usually only bring your kids to the wedding when they know the other kids, when there's going to be dancing, if they're in the wedding, because that's also weird. Because they're usually people get married and they have someone be a flower girl. Then now that flower girl is the only child at the wedding.
So then this is my contention. The flower girls and the ring bearers, they got to go home. Wedding, you do your little thing at the wedding.
Unbelievable.
Take your ass
home. Your friends don't have kids anyway.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes. Okay. Amy.
Marjorie
you would
Taylor
know better
Greg
than me.
Has kids?
He's the one getting married.
No.
In July.
That's amazing.
The 4th of July. So that's.
So
not
no,
deal
Marjorie
with all that.
Taylor Greg doesn't have kids.
Here's a text message. It says, we want to hear what you have to say about this. The 314-436-7900. This is from Anthony and Baldwin. Other people's children ruin a lot of things for a lot of people all the time. It's absolutely okay to not allow those little monsters to attend a wedding. Yeah. Thank you, Anthony.
See, this is because I am more pro-kid and anti-bridezilla. If a kid ruins some bridezilla's wedding, they deserve it. Bridezillas make no sense to me. It's a wedding. Nobody cares. It's a day that is not that important.
Well, you just said it's all about them.
What?
You just said the wedding is all about the couple.
When?
Like three minutes ago.
Well, yeah, look, the families, like with the couple having the kids. But I mean, like if you're a bridezilla and you're like, I want my day to be perfect. I'll tell you what, that's not going to last. Bridezilla weddings don't last because it's all about the wedding. No, the kids, it's about the most fun.
It is not about the kids.
The most
fun
I ever had.
The weddings are not about children.
My Uncle Keith and Aunt Kay, are they listening? They listen all over the world. There's the ones that text in, Will from Bloomington. Uncle Keith and Aunt Kay got married. It was the most fun. I was a flower girl with my cousin. They had a live band. A live band. And I was like 6 years old, 7 years old. And we danced and danced and danced and danced. And it was so much fun. And I still remember that. Thank you, Uncle Keith and Aunt Kay, for not kicking out the kids like this stupid Ranji would.
Well, my contention is probably the only person at the wedding who's having a good time when the kids are there is you. Everybody else is like, man, I wish these kids would go home. I wish they never would have invited these children.
Kids get it. They know it's about either, like dancing and eating cake.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They're tired. They want to go home by 8. No, they don't get it.
Well, maybe you just don't hang out with cool kids.
I definitely do not hang out with any kids.
I'm around kids all the time. All different ages, because they're in my life, they're in my family, whether I was like helping to homeschool them. Kids are way more fun than adults.
314-436-7900. Please tell Amy why she is wrong.
So Cheryl on the YouTube.
Yes.
She said, what about, or on the Facebook, how about no kids under 2?
Well, now see, the cutoff is arbitrary. Why can't it be no kids under 5?
Honestly, I think if you had Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell at your wedding, it would bring down the party more than any kids would.
No, because they would stay off in the corner
and nobody would be like,
out of the way. What are the kids going to do? They're going to get in the way.
It's a real downer to have someone have a grabber at your wedding.
Well, okay. And it's a real downer when somebody steps on a kid and injures it for life.
Oh. Okay, first of all, it's not an it. And kids aren't so small that you accidentally step on them all the time.
Yes, they are.
Babies aren't walking around the wedding.
I'm a giant.
You're not going to step on a 10-year-old.
Hey, don't throw rocks at me. I'm walking around the wedding like I'm
the kids are like, look at the fat man.
314-436-7900 or leave us a message on the Odyssey app. It is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM. KMOX. This show is not for kids either.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring
listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Nice day for a no kid wedding. Told you. The public perception is, and I've seen a couple of polls here, and one person has written in that 80% of people don't like kid weddings.
80% of people are stupid, and they also don't know. They must not know great kids. All I know is that families are so much fun.
At weddings.
The whole, like, you know what I can't relate to? The show Say Yes to the Dress.
Okay.
It's the stupidest thing. Brides need to get over themselves. The wedding is just like, it's a celebration with your family and friends. It's not about, like, I'm going to be selfish and have these perfect pictures and be crabby and be a bridezilla. That, to me, is the biggest turnoff in the history of the world. I can't relate to it in any way. A wedding should be a party. You need good music.
Yes.
You need good music.
Yes.
To dance to. You need good food. You can have a good bar, and then everybody dance. Listen, there was an 11-year-old.
Without the children.
There was an 11-year-old at this wedding I went to. They crowd surfed the 11-year-old at a wedding.
Wow.
Because like there was like 400 people at this wedding, and 200 of them were between the ages of 16 and 25.
And the kid crowd surfed?
They crowd surfed the kid. It was amazing.
That sounds awful.
It was so fun.
No, it does not sound fun at all. Leave that kid at home. Crowd surf his ass back to the house.
Oh. Listen, just because you're going to be Mr. Creeper at the wedding. Listen, we need... Okay.
80% of people, it's at least half. I've seen other polls that say 60% of people are okay with not having no kids at weddings. This one texter says it's 80%. I guarantee you it's more than half.
We have 40 minutes to get to $200,000. We're $11,000 short. So if you agree with me, donate at KMOX.com/Red Cross. And if you agree with Ranj, donate at KMOX.com/Red Cross.
Yes, for the tornado relief effort. We're doing really well. We're trying to get
so
to 200.
Close. We're within $11,000 of $200,000.
We can get there by 12.
We can get there. We have 39 minutes.
Here's a text message that says, sorry, but the day of the chubby little nephew spinning around on the dance floor with his shirt being untucked at a wedding is long gone.
I don't get that kind of detail without experience.
Here's another message that says, I don't want crotch goblins at my wedding. What does
crotch
that mean?
Crotch goblins?
Because they're that height, I guess. And they're punching you there?
That's what
I guess that's older than an ankle biter.
Jen is watching us on Facebook and says kids are gross.
Oh. Well.
That's exactly what I'm looking
just
for.
Just what I would expect from a hyphenated name.
Let's talk to Sue in Staunton. Hello, Sue.
Hello.
Hi.
I was just telling your producer that my son is getting married in September for the first time at the age of 46. He's retired military and found the love of his life, and they have decided to have no kids at the wedding. They're not having a flower girl, a ring bearer. They said they've been to so many weddings where their friends bring their kids and have to leave early and don't enjoy themselves. And they said they want everybody to come, all their friends to come, and have a great evening out. So that was their decision.
That's interesting
good thinking,
to me, though.
Sue.
Because that's interesting because I would say if I wanted an evening out, leave the kids at home. If you want the kids to come to the wedding, go to the wedding. But I don't understand, like, who's feeling obligated to bring the kids to the wedding? That's, I think, where we're having the misunderstanding is I know great families and we have fun and, like, you know, nieces and nephews and what have you. Come to the wedding. I also have friends who have 5 and 6 kids who wouldn't bring their kids, not only because I don't know them that well, but they're younger and they want a night out. I don't understand why this is hard to understand.
Well, this is a text message, and the entire message just sounds like the ultimate nightmare of a wedding. We were married on Thanksgiving Day 50 years ago. We included my husband's three children and all of our nieces and nephews. We hooked them up in a side room with a video of Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory. It was terrific. That is from Sandy. So they had a separate room for the kids during the wedding, and it was on Thanksgiving Day?
That's an interesting day. I would not want to have a wedding on Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Listen, no kids at a wedding.
And like, listen, let me just say this. Again, it can be strategic. You don't have to invite everybody because then, especially if you've got a bunch of friends with big families, that just gets super expensive. But I think you have the families that you're close with.
This text, well, see, that's the thing you can't do. You can't tell certain people, hey, sorry, no kids at this wedding. So they make arrangements.
You can't put on the invitation like Bob and Judy. And then on another invitation, Bill and Carol and family.
No.
I think you can.
No, you cannot. Because if you're telling people no kids, then they show up and there are kids. They're going to be like, why couldn't I bring mine?
Because I don't know your kids.
It
people
doesn't
need
matter.
To not be so sensitive.
It does not
I will 100% pick and choose which kids are coming. It does,
well, then you're a butthole if you're
why?
Doing that. That's rude.
If you don't know the kids, there's six kids under the age of 10 and you don't know them, I don't think they would naturally bring them. But if there's a bunch of kids that you know and like they're hanging out, I love it.
We've got a voice message from Bill.
I'm fine with the kids being there, but please tell the couple who insists on performing the entire time they're playing Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. Please tell them not to come.
Okay. All right. Meatloaf. He's talking about Meatloaf. Mm. He's probably right.
He died.
This message, no kids at weddings.
Meatloaf did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It may be not the
observation.
Yeah. And then, once again, you've done it. This message says no kids at weddings. It may be fun for the kids, but they ruin it for everyone else. Absolute worst is when they go out for the bouquet garter throw because they are single.
First of all, see, that's the best.
No, what, it isn't.
What
it's
self-respecting
awful.
Single woman
oh
actually
God.
Cares about the bouquet? To me, it is so much more embarrassing when all of your sorority sisters are yelling and screaming to catch the bouquet because, that's so embarrassing. I think it's so much more fun to have a bunch of little girls who actually would think it's special and cool to catch it. Have fun with it. If you're an adult catching a bouquet and you care, get a life.
I think you need to get a life.
Get a
you
life.
You think weddings with kids are more fun.
Yeah.
That is so boring.
Maybe I just know really cool families.
That must be
I
it.
I think I know really... Well, let me just say this. This is not a joke. I know a lot of homeschool families. And I'll tell you what, homeschool families are fun.
Chris, you're wrong, this message says. Kids should be at weddings. It's where they get to be exposed to the institution of marriage.
Well,
or maybe that's at home.
I think
mom
it's
and dad.
That's ceremony, not really marriage.
Okay.
They're not exposed to the institution. They just, I guess, get to see the ceremony. Listen, well, I think I maybe if you, I will say this. I know families that also have horrible kids. So maybe if you're surrounded by like your friends and their kids are brats, don't invite them. I think you're right. Maybe I'm. It's an anomaly where we just have a lot of fun. But I love the idea of kids at weddings because I think weddings should be fun, celebratory family things. Not like Bridezilla. It's about me, and my sorority sisters. I have 27 bridesmaids because I'm so popular.
Jeez. I feel like your priority is so, it's so weird how you look at stuff. I got married in 2021, this message says. We had no kids. We had no kids. Only kids were allowed were mine. I don't get that. I think they're saying they had a no kid wedding. The only ones allowed were mine.
Yeah.
They were 11 and 19 at the time. But that
that's
was it.
Interesting. Yeah, that's like a bowling split. I feel like 11 and 19 with kids gives me the same sensation as when you're bowling and you get a split.
Here's a message that says, if you want to expose kids to the institution of marriage, you should take them to a divorce court.
50-50 chance.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Continue to let us know what you think at 314-436-7900 about kid weddings or no kid weddings. voice messages on the Odyssey app as well. And please, we want you to donate. We are approaching 12 o'clock and we are getting closer and closer to $200,000 donated to the Red Cross. We are at $189,000 right now. So KMOX.com/Red Cross. All the money stays right here in St. Louis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the...
Wrong music bed.
This is the somber bed when something bad happens. Well. And I think this is because somebody just now sent out wedding invitations that allow your children... And that's why.
Here's this feels like I'm. This feels more like a the end of a war movie or something.
Yeah, that would be somber.
Yeah.
After all the death.
Not funny.
Okay. No, that wasn't a joke. Yes. After all, there's death in a war.
Yeah.
This is what you would play at the end of the movie, like the end of Saving Private Ryan. That's a very sad.
Have
movie.
You ever seen Von Ryan's Express with Frank Sinatra?
I have not.
It's from like 1950, so spoiler alert. He dies.
Oh, come on, dude.
Frank Sinatra, and they're on a train. He got all these people out, and they're on a train leaving like Germany, and he's running towards the train, and they're like, come on, come on. And then like the Nazis shoot him in the back, and he dies on the tracks, and then they fade out.
Oh, that's how it ends?
That's how it ends. What? So we were watching it with my dad. I'm like, Dad, is this a sad movie? He's like, no, this is a classic war movie. I'm like, okay. I was like, he doesn't die, does he? He goes, no, he doesn't die. And then, of course, it ends like that. We were mad at my dad, and he said he, quote, forgot that he died at the end.
Oh, come on, man.
I know.
A message to 314-436-7900. We got invited to our nephew's wedding, but the bride doesn't like children.
Children...
And none are permitted at the wedding. We are sending money, but not attending.
Like on principle?
I guess. They don't say. Another message says the reason newlyweds aren't having kids is because they see what they're like at receptions.
Yeah, I think this is, you know what this is? Bad parents. I think your problem is you've invited bad parents to the wedding.
Well, okay, whatever the problem is, whether it's the kid's fault or the parents' fault, the end result is the same. They're just going to ruin the wedding.
Well, okay, what about six and under? No kids, but you can do seven and up.
Because
there's a difference. There is a difference between crying babies. I don't know anyone who brings crying babies to a wedding. Of all the weddings I've attended, there's never been a crying baby.
I'll make a deal with you. Nobody under 18.
Oh, you're missing out.
That's basically an adult only wedding.
It is. Because, like, listen. Again, kids in my life, kids in my family, daily, like, interactions, right, with them and their friends, whether they're like, what was the last time you were in a water balloon fight? I was in one recently because there's a bunch of 11-year-olds in my life, and there's so
at
much
at the wedding?
Fun. Well, no, not a water balloon fight at the wedding, but just, like, kids in general, let's say you say no one under six, but seven and up, because seven and up, they can dance, they can behave themselves, they can enjoy the food, they can have fun.
This messenger has it backwards. They say no kids at the wedding. However, they can be at the reception. No, the reception is the part you don't want them at.
See, that's maybe a bridezilla who's
that's where the booze is. Here's the thing. There should just not be a bunch of kids around when there's booze.
So I know a wedding where the groomsmen tooted during the
what do you mean,
vows.
Tooted?
It was an audible fart.
Oh, an accident?
Yeah, on accident during the vows.
Okay, the way you said that, you made it sound like they all did it in unison.
No.
Like the groom's men did it.
Oh, a groom's man.
Oh, okay.
Groom's gentleman.
I was like, is this part of the show?
He tooted during the vows.
Okay.
And then another person in the audience started laughing. And then the bride was super mad.
See, I think that'd be a great...
How is that any different than a kid?
No, that's a funny moment. This message says, I'm 62, and they need to worry about me more than the kids. I guess his behavior is what they're talking about.
You know what? I didn't even think about that.
Yep.
If you had to take two crazy uncles or some kids at your wedding, which one are you chancing?
The crazy uncles, because they're going to do something fun.
But what if it's not fun? What if it's offensive?
Well, I guess depending on your perspective, that could be fun. Tim writes in, I am crashing Amy's wedding and bringing all of my kids and my friend's kids. Good luck.
How many kids does Tim have?
I don't know.
Because it sounds like he's got more than he should.
I know. Another person here, Amy, this is nice.
Yeah.
It says, Amy, marry me. Ronj, you're not invited. I'll give you his phone number.
Every invitation to the wedding is like, this invitation is for like Bob and Judy. Chris Ronji is not invited on every invitation, just so everyone knows.
I loved the guy earlier who said the day of the chubby little nephew spinning around on the dance floor with the shirt untucked is long gone.
Long gone.
We are not doing that any longer.
Yeah.
Got a voice message from Kevin.
Uh-oh.
Hi, guys. Love your show.
Love your suit.
I'm going to have to side with Chris after paying for three weddings. Kids just don't belong at these adult situations unless the family specifically wants kids there. And plus, you still have to pay for kids the same amount as an adult for weddings, too. So that's my take. Have a great day.
There you go.
Thank you. I think that's fair. I think it's not everyone who has kids bring their kids. I would hope that your friends would understand like which families are part of your life. Especially think about this, like, let's say, you know, a family where there's been a previous marriage and there are kids, right? They're going to have friends. And I think maybe that's what I'm thinking of more is that those families and the kids that you already have as you're getting married become part of your life. And so like you would invite nieces and nephews and friends and schoolmates who've become part of your life. I think that's special.
Well, yeah, they could be part of your life. They just don't have to be at the reception. You don't have to do everything you do.
I've never seen a baby at a wedding now that I think about it.
I'm sure I have. I think I try very hard to ignore them. if they're there.
First of all, you can't meet a baby.
You cannot meet a baby. We've all come to agreement on that,
no,
right?
No, we haven't all come to agreement.
Yes,
you
no,
have.
I think we have. So here's my contention about babies.
What would you do if someone handed you a baby?
You know, okay. Hold it out like this.
He's holding it like he's holding a watermelon.
like a wet towel. Like, I'm just, ew. I changed a diaper before.
When?
I was in high school.
Why?
Because my cousin was over and we were watching him and he pooped and then I had to change it. I've wiped a poo-poo diaper.
Which was worse, wiping the poo-poo diaper or taking care of your pukey drunk friends? That's grosser to me.
I don't take care of my pukey drunk friends.
Well, Matt Pajeski, he's anti-kids and he's had pukey friends.
I had a girl puke in my car, yeah.
Oh.
He broke up with her.
It was over soon after.
Did you do it because of that?
It didn't help. It made my decision easier.
Was it one of those things where you're like, are you going to get sick? Do you need me to pull over? Are you going, no, I'm fine. Was it one of those?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I had one of those, but she got it outside the car at least. On the side of the car, but still it was outside.
Yeah, this was half in, half out. There was an attempt.
Oh, come on,
kinda
man.
Kind of late, though.
That's so gross. I think I would like just have to kill the person. I don't know. It's so gross. It ruins your car. You have to burn your car.
You have to burn it.
Yeah.
Amy just asked me what I would do if somebody handed me a baby.
Yeah.
A message here says, Ranji, do not shake the baby.
Well, yeah, but you know that. I think, I
did.
Hope.
No,
who
I
knows?
Did. I did absolutely know that much. Did you know what's going to happen this weekend, Amy? I know you know. Why is this weekend important?
This weekend?
Something monumental is going to happen this weekend on Memorial Day weekend. Something huge. Something that has never happened
you're
before.
You're going to commit to something.
No.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
It's going to be a record travel weekend. AAA says...
Hey.
It's going to be a record. It's going to be the last time we've had a Memorial Day weekend this heavily traveled was back in the 80s.
I just want to say I'm getting on a plane now, and it's Southwest. It is not a plane from Qatar. I don't take planes from Qatar.
No.
So mine's just a regular Southwest plane.
You'd be crazy not to accept the free plane from Qatar.
I'm not. I don't trust them since they fund terrorism, you know? I don't trust those guys. That's why I'm flying Southwest.
So Amy Mark's course is on the way out. We'll see you in a week or so.
God willing, and the creek don't rise.
When we come back, though, you're going to hear a conversation that Amy had with the General of Space Force, Chance Saltzman. Yes, Space Force does still exist. You get to hear this good conversation. We'll do it when we come back. Do not forget, KMOX.com/Red Cross. We have about 17 minutes to get to $200,000. KMOX.com/Red Cross. Let's go. We are basically at $190,000 donated to the Red Cross from all of you in our joint effort with Fox 2 and the Red Cross, KMOX. We want you to go to KMOX.com/Red Cross. And this goes, all the money that is donated on this link is going straight to tornado victims here and to the recovery effort here in St. Louis. So KMOX.com/Red Cross. You've done a great job. You've been awesome, St. Louis. So we appreciate it here, but we still have a long ways to go. So last week, or earlier this week, in fact, the General of Space Force, Chance Saltzman, sat down and spoke with our very own Amy Markscores.
Well, in December of 2019, the Space Force became the sixth and newest branch of the U.S. military. It's also the smallest and maybe the most secretive. And so, to give us some more information about the U.S. Space Force, joining us now is General Chance Saltzman. General Saltzman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Amy. You forgot it's the most important branch.
Yeah. Oh, I did forget that. Yeah, I had that in my notes, but in my excitement, I mistook that. Well, okay, as we know, the Space Force 2019... relatively new. It is its own separate branch. It's under the umbrella of the U.S. Air Force, correct?
The Department of the Air Force, which, so we have a Secretary of the Air Force, and there's two services under that same department. It's kind of like the Department of the Navy has the Marine Corps and the U.S. Navy. Same idea.
Okay, gotcha. And I know a lot of people might be thinking, okay, what does the Space Force do? Is it like NASA?
No, it's very different than NASA. NASA is a great organization, and they do a lot of human spaceflight and research and development. But we have the military branch, so our job is safe, secure, stable space domain. Americans just rely on satellites now. They don't even know they do, but they do, whether it's GPS to navigate by or weather data, satellite communications. Your actual ATM cards are enabled by satellites. You're not going to do any business on Amazon over the web if you don't have satellites. And so it's just become so important. Now we need a service to defend those capabilities.
So what is it, like 45,000 objects around the Earth, a lot of them the satellites, the GPS systems that we use. So the Space Force, they're the guardians of all of that?
Yeah, we call our members of the service guardians. Just like you have sailors in the Navy or airmen in the Air Force, you have guardians in the Space Force.
And when you started your career with the U.S. Air Force,
right,
when did you realize you might be guarding space?
Well, although I've been flying satellites for a long time, I did that in the Air Force. I actually was a part of the National Reconnaissance Office and flew satellites for the Air Force. It wasn't until late in my career when there started to be a discussion that we might need, it's so important to us now, and the threats in space are growing so quickly that perhaps we need a new service to focus on this. And so that came about 5 or 6 years ago. So,
when I mentioned earlier that it's the most secretive, and because you are looking at space, you also have to take into our geopolitical adversaries like China and what they might be doing to militarize space. Is that a big part of your purview of what the Space Force does, is not only, I guess, watch all of our GPS satellites, but prevent that space from being militarized?
Yeah, I mean, the satellites have become so important to us that I think some of our potential adversaries have seen the advantages we get from space, and they want to take those away from us. And so they have invested in weapon systems to try to deny us those capabilities. It's my job to make sure they can't do that.
Did we learn much about how, I guess, GPS and that type of thing can be weaponized with what we saw with Russia and Ukraine in that conflict?
Yeah, well, there's two sides of GPS. One is it provides very precise coordinates. So when you're thinking about munitions being employed and you want to be very accurate, we use GPS to do that. But in the same way that we navigate, if you can deny that signal to aircraft or people on the ground that are trying to use GPS to navigate, then it causes problems. So you get this back and forth. The enemy trying to take out GPS while we're trying to use it to our advantage.
All right. I feel like this is escalating quickly, but now my brain is spinning.
Good.
Can satellites be weaponized? Could a geopolitical adversary make somehow weapons, chemical, or anything else?
Well, so let's be clear on what we mean by that, right? And I think the fair thing to say is, of course, and they have. They use missiles to try to shoot down satellites. They've used satellites to try to run into other satellites to create problems for us. The Chinese have actually even developed a grappling arm where they grabbed a satellite and pulled it out of its orbit. Now, they did that to one of their own satellites, but they've proved that they can do this. So the fact is, space is a warfighting domain now that we have to pay attention to.
Yeah, you know, when I first told a friend of mine that I'd be interviewing you, and he was very excited and kind of briefed me on Space Force and what you do.
He's done a great job. You sound really knowledgeable.
Well, thank you. He said a lot of it's classified. But it kind of made me realize that so many branches of the military do have a very public-facing element. You can see the ships. You can see the Blue Angels. You know, there are displays. I guess we're not really seeing there's not really a huge public-facing element of Space Force right now as far as equipment or planes, right?
Well, we don't have the Blue Angels. We have senior leaders that like to throw pitches from major league mounds. That's how we try to get out and really...
You are the Blue Angels of the Space Force.
not with the same velocity, but I'm hoping to be just as good, sure.
But do you find that you have to explain a lot?
Space is a little bit out of sight, out of mind. I mean, we don't interact with satellites on a day-to-day basis. But the data that they provide, we do interact with. You know, if you look at your phone, there's several apps on there that are space-enabled. And so we don't really see it on a day-to-day basis. And so our job is to remind people how important space is to us.
All right. You have about 8,000 military guardians.
We're about 9,600 now.
9,600.
Yeah, getting bigger.
Military guardians, and then several thousand civilian guardians.
About 5,000 or 6,000 more. Yeah.
So, is there a Space Force base, like an Air Force base?
Yeah, we have 6 main operating bases, but we're located in I think 46 different locations around the globe now. But our 6 main operating bases, we have 3 in the Colorado Front Range area. Mm-hmm. We have our launch capabilities in Florida, Cape Canaveral. And we have a launch facility at Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. And then we do a lot of our acquisitions down in Los Angeles. So 6 main operating bases for the Space Force.
If you are a Space Force Guardian military, what does deployment look like?
Yeah, we employ our capabilities from garrison, meaning we don't have to go to the austere environments to do our jobs. So from our bases, we create combat power, literally. Flying our satellites and taking actions to protect those satellites from our bases in the United States.
You know, with the military forces and presence, like, say, in Europe or around the world, it is making sure you have that military presence, but also wanting to deter war.
Right.
So I guess there is a deterrent aspect of Space Force. You don't want space war to break out.
Yeah, that'd be catastrophic.
Yeah,
it would. And so one of the things we focus on is making sure that we are ready. We show that we're ready to make sure that our enemies would understand, hey, if you're going to combat the United States, you're going to face deterrence in terms of what we can do in space, what we can do in every domain, air, land, and sea. So we don't deploy to conduct our operations, but we send guardians around the world to integrate with all of our combatant commands, all of the forces around the world, so that they can most accurately integrate space capabilities into what they're doing. Again, to make them more powerful, more effective, be able to project that power when they need to. And that creates a deterrent effect.
That is Chance Saltzman, the General of Space Force, visiting with Amy Marks-Kors this week. And that is going to be our show for today. We'll be back on Monday. In fact, John Hancock is sitting in with me on Monday. Amy Marks-Kors will be out, but we expect you to come back. You got to be here all next. I'm coming in on a holiday for you because I care about you. Please don't forget to donate at KMOX.com/Red Cross. KMOX.com/Red Cross. All of the money that is donated stays right here in St. Louis. We are over $190,000 right now donated since yesterday morning. So St. Louis, you've been awesome. You really, really have. But the help will be needed for a long time. So we need to continue this effort. KMOX.com/Red Cross. Don't forget to donate. Anything you missed on the show today is on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it, friends. We've got the Gas House Gang with Mike Claiborne, Matt Pauly, and me. We're also going to visit with John Rooney. That is coming up next. We'll talk some Cardinals baseball on the Gas House Gang on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more.
Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.